Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Apollo Pipes Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rio, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital, I'd like to welcome all to Apollo Pipes Q3 FY24 earnings call. From Apollo Pipes, we have Mr. Sameer Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Arun Agarwal, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Ajay Kumar Jain, CFO, and Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer at APL Apollo. I'll hand over the call now to the management of Apollo Pipes for their opening comments.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q3 FY24 earnings call to discuss the operating and financial performance. I would like to start this call by updating you all on what's happening with the polymer industry. The challenging environment for polymer products continues in FY24 due to multiple reasons, such as: one, our channel partners keep on sitting with line inventory levels due to persistent softness in PVC prices. Second, retail demand for construction materials was soft in third quarter due to demonetization of 2,000 rupees, which led to weakness in the home renovation and independent home construction. Our Q2 and Q3 volumes have not met our own expectations. This is definitely disappointing for us, but the good news is that we have been able to increase our 9 months FY24 sales volume up by 25%. On the back of recovery in retail sales, we expect highest-ever sales volume in quarter four and close the year with more than 25% of volume growth for the year FY24 and sharp recovery in EBITDA and net profit. We reported EBITDA margin of 9.1%, which is softer on Q1Q basis due to raw material volatility. The margin was also impacted due to aggressive sales strategy we adopted to gain market share and higher ad spends. Our working capital further improved to 46 days in 9 months FY24 from 56 days in FY23. We are on track to improve it under 40 days in the 2-3 quarters. Our ROCE should expand from current 16% levels. Our operating cash flow to EBITDA was 100%, which gives us strong visibility that the best of Apollo Pipes is yet to come in terms of cash flow generation. Our aggressive CapEx plan is on track with the finalization of the land in Varanasi for Eastern India market. We expect the plant to be fully operational in the next 9 months. The brownfield expansion at existing Dadri plant will be completed soon. Our 9 months FY24 CapEx spends were around 82 crores, and there will be another 50 crores expected in quarter four. This is by far our largest CapEx spend in a single year. And the next year, we are targeting even higher at 210 crores of CapEx. So this is in line with our strategy to double the Apollo Pipes capacity to 286,000 metric tons in the next 3 years. Lastly, I would like to reiterate that our industry is going through short-term pain, but our long-term goals remain intact, whereby we look forward to achieve revenue growth of 25%-30% CAGR for the next 4 years. We are also confident of hitting 25%-30% of ROCE despite these proposed investments supported by working capital efficiencies. This is from our side. Now we are glad to take questions. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Rahul from Kumar Securities. Please go ahead.
सर मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि जैसे हम बाकी कॉम्पिटिटर्स के मार्जिन देखते हैं, अगर एबिटा मार्जिन देखें या हम पैट मार्जिन देखें, नेट प्रॉफिट मार्जिन देखें, तो अभी हम उनके आधे में भी जो है वो नहीं पहुंच पा रहे. तो पॉलीमर की जो दिक्कत है दैट आई अंडरस्टैंड, पीवीसी प्राइस जो है वो सॉफन हो रहे हैं एवरी मंथ, लेकिन लास्ट क्वार्टर में बहुत ज्यादा ऐसा कोई ड्रास्टिक फॉल नहीं आया. उसके बावजूद हमारा एबिटा मार्जिन एंड हमारा पैट मार्जिन इज नॉट इन लाइन विद द इंडस्ट्री मार्जिन. So, I would like to have your comments and views on this, please.
Hey, Kumar, this is Anubhav here. So, there are two, three things, to factor in when you compare our margins with our competitors, okay? So, one is the basic business model, what they have adopted, 10, 15 years ago, whereas we started manufacturing of PVC pipes at much serious note only 6-7 years ago, right? So their portfolio is heavily skewed towards value-added residential products, plumbing products. Okay, the contribution from super high margin products like CPVC, that's like all the names which you must be referring to. They get a lot of revenue, earnings, profits from CPVC products and fittings, right? Whereas for Apollo, we are still building that SQ range, right? Which is like more than 20% EBITDA margin. So this is one basic difference of sales mix. Okay, why their margins are higher versus our margins. And the second is that we are a challenger in this industry, right? Today we are ranked number seventh position, right? We were like number 10, number 11 4 years ago. Over the last 3-4 years, we have gained, or I would say we have doubled our market share, right? So this also comes at a cost of higher discounts to the channel partners or offering them better margins, right, so that they can get associated with our brand. So our distributor margins will be higher than what our competitors offer. Okay, so they're also, they have better margin. And number three is that we are in a heavy capacity expansion mode. If you see last 3-4 years, every year we are increasing our capacities. So our plants are also not running at 100% utilization levels. Okay, this industry, if you look at our peers, they operate at 70-80% utilization levels. But we are at like 55-65%. All these years, if you see my capacity versus my sales volume, you will see that my utilization levels are much lower. Okay, so once we are done with our majority capex program, right, once our plants start running at better utilization levels, you will see that operating leverage gains coming to us, and our profitability will also improve, right? And so these are like related to the existing business model which we follow and what our competitors are following. Other than that, short term, you see, I mean, in an industry which has been under stress for now almost like 4-5 quarters on continuous basis, right, every quarter, every month, prices are going down. So it becomes and when you want to increase your volumes, right, at I would say faster than the industry, so you have to adopt some strategies in the short term where you compromise on margin. But we have seen but we have been gaining market share, right, and our focus is ultimately on ROC, right. The idea is to give industry best ROC. Although I may be lower in EBITDA margin, but as management, we are highly focused towards generating superior ROCs versus our competitors, and that's what our goal is, that over the next 3-4 years, we are able to generate industry best ROC.
Thank you, Anubhav, for such a comprehensive answer. I just have two more follow-up questions to that. Could you please also tell me the status of the OPVC pipes that we are going to manufacture? And secondly, there were rumors that we are probably entering into tiles industry as well. So if you could please clarify on these two.
Okay, so yeah, so it amuses us, I mean all of us sitting here, that are entering into tiles industry. No, so no such plans, Kumar, okay, to enter into tiles industry. A lot of proposals keep on coming on our table. It's bankers and brokers, advisors' work, right, to keep on offering deals on the table, but we are in no mood to diversify outside the polymer industry, right, as of now.
Okay.
And secondly, on OPVC, yes. So see, I mean, our objective is always to follow what industry trends are, right, and to look at the opportunities where we can set up capacities and generate superior returns, right? So OPVC was one such segment in the PVC infrastructure space, right? So yes, we did order a few machines, right? And we are looking to set up a strong business model here. Right, by end of this calendar year, we will have the first set of machineries, which will come in phases, right? So first phase will start next quarter, and then second phase in the subsequent quarter, and the third phase will start in the end of this calendar year. So next year onwards, you will see this business vertical getting established and contributing in a major way.
Okay, and just a follow-up question on my first question. Like, you answered very beautifully that why our margins are lesser than the competitors. So when can we expect that our EBITDA margin and PAT margins to match with the peers that are ranked number one or number two? And how many years can we expect that? I know we are in a very good trajectory.
No, so fair enough, Kumar. So I believe that you must be referring to like mid double digit margin spreads, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right. So that also, I guess, the better way to look will be EBITDA per ton, because PVC prices also are like pass through, right? So I think percentage basis also looks deceptive, I would say, right? So our target is that from 12,000 rupees per ton EBITDA spread, which we are at today, whether and the net selling realization is 125 rupees a kg or 150 rupees per kg, but what we look forward is to generate around 18,000 rupees per ton EBITDA spread, right, on a long term sustainable basis. Whether PVC prices are going down or up, like, you know, sustainable EBITDA per ton should be around 18,000 rupees a ton. So there we see that next 2-3 years, when our new plants like Varanasi, Maharashtra, and another greenfield in south, when those plants also have the same SQ profile, which is like mirroring my current North India plant, which is like more value add and low general segment, when those plants also have the same mirror SQ profile, you will see that our margins at company level will hit towards 17,000-18,000 rupees a ton. So we are highly confident that this is achievable.
So the incremental capacity of 150,000 tons that we are planning in next 3 years, that plant has been confirmed at Varanasi, right?
So one is Varanasi, one is Maharashtra, and the third is in South India.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that lovely answer. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. First, I'll just start off with a follow-up to the previous answer, that you said you're looking for the EBITDA per ton to go from 12 to 18 over 2-3 years. Now, from what I understand, these plants are still at, you know, even the construction has not yet started, right, in the Maharashtra. So these plants will take at least 2 years to come up, then maybe 2-3 years to hit the right sort of product mix. So how do you think you'll be able to get to 18 rupees, you know, 18,000 per ton by in the next 2-3 years itself?
So Jatin, our turnaround time, okay, to right from like identifying the land and putting up all the planted machinery and starting the production, that's like 15 months, okay. And if you could hear what Samirji said in his opening remarks, that this year we are going to spend 130 crores, right, in capex, which is out of this almost. We did 40, 50 crores is just for the land acquisition. And our next year capex target is 210 crores. Again, we are 100 crores we are going to invest to buy land in Maharashtra and South India. So once the land is identified, then the turnaround time will be 15 months, right? So it's not going to take 3 years for us to kind of commercially start these plants, okay. We have money in our bank accounts. We have our own operating cash flows, which are improving so well. So our 500 crore capex, we're not going to wait for 4 years to complete, right? In next 2 years, you'll have all this capacity up and running.
So my question was that you'll take 2 years to start the plant, and then it will take some time to get the right product mix. Also at the plant, right? Usually there is that ramp-up phase and where you get to the best utilization levels and all.
So, Jatin, again, there are two things, okay? One is that by the time, so it will be all in phases, right? In year one, in next 9 months, my Varanasi plant will be operational. In another 6 to 9 months, my Maharashtra plant will be operational. In another 6 months, my South India plant will be operational. Right, so it's not that all capacity will come after 3 years, right? Every 9 months you will see my plant coming and starting commercial production. And also in my existing plants, right, I'm doing more and more value-added products. My CPVC as percentage of sales is going up every year. My bath fittings as percentage of sale is going up every year. With OPVC also, which is a better margin than company average. Right, so we have a lot of levers to improve our margins. We need not wait for all three plants to be 100% fully operational, okay, to improve our margins. We have a lot of levers to improve our margins, Jatin.
Got it. Thanks for the reply. The second question is that you spoke about low retail demand, but you know, one of the probably the largest players in the country, they reported really healthy numbers and they have spoken about reasonably strong retail demand. So I was just trying to understand why the difference in commentary between what you are saying and what the largest player in the industry is saying.
Yeah, so even we were like very pleasantly surprised by the performance of the largest player in this industry, right? So that gave us a lot of confidence that that this industry is going so good. Right, but when we say the retail sales, right, a lot of players in our industry are also very strong in project sales, Jatin, right, whereas Apollo is highly dependent on retail sales, right. Our project sales contribution is not even single digit. I mean, it's like very low, right. Majority of our sales, 90%, more than 90% of our sales are coming from a distributor network, right, which is like retail sales, hardware shops, right? So there, obviously, if you look at the commentary of some of the companies from tile segment, from electrical fitting segment, the independent home construction, the home renovation, obviously got impacted, right? Last 1-2 quarters, also high inflation, high interest rates, keeping consumer, a bit soft on renovation and new construction. So that's what I was referring to, What I can tell you is that players who are having strong footprint in the project sales, they are doing good, and that was one of the reasons why Q3 numbers for some of the companies have been good, or they will report good numbers.
Got it. And on this independent home construction, have you seen any signs of improvement so far in this quarter?
Yes, I mean, December onwards, things have become better, right? And our sales in December and Jan, whatever we have done so far, so trends look positive, yes.
Okay, thanks. One last question. You spoke about your margins being impacted because you are being aggressive in trying to get volumes. So that combined with such a weak volume performance, that kind of does not add up broadly.
Just like 3 months, Jatin, if you look at my first 9 months, right, it's 25% growth, okay? I don't think any business strategy, right, one could measure it like, you know, with 3 months of performance. So let us come back to you with the Q4 results, right? And then you may not have the same question.
Oh, sorry, I should have reframed my question. My question was, actually, I was thinking was that 2Q, you had really strong numbers. So was it that because you were pushing, you pushed very hard in 2Q and then your distributors had inventory and that kind of impacted 3Q?
I wish distributors were ready to stock more, right, which they don't want to because of weakness in the raw material prices. Q3 was heavily soft because construction activity, like I said, was very, very slow, right? Festive season also was there, right, which impacted the construction. There was drop of 11 rupees a kg in PVC prices. Then retail sales, like I said, were down, right? So we are also working aggressively towards the project approval, right? Because we are the late entrants in the industry, so our project approval is also not as good as like what our competitors have, Jatin. So it will take some time, you know, for Apollo to get registered to approve its brand in all the projects, whether at government level or at the private level. So today my sales are dependent on hardware shops, right, retail sales. Some of my competitors will report better numbers in Q3 because they got support from projects. Projects are doing really well, really, really well. And we don't know how much of that sales growth was contributed from HDB pipes, right, which is 100% project driven business. So there are a lot of factors, Jatin, one needs to imply or conclude that did Apollo Pipes perform so bad in Q3.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to participants to please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. We take the next question from the line of Kubar Chauhan from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible? Hello.
Go ahead. You have some background noise, but yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I just wanted some color regarding the demand. How was the demand for our agri and non-agri segment?
So if you look at Q3, the agri sales were like kind of a bit down on QOQ basis, right? But what did well was our housing segment. So even the, although again, I mean, Q3 is a very, 3 months is a very short time to look at the sales mix. But if I have to give you the sales mix, 58% of our sales come from housing and 42% from agri, which normally has been like 54, 55 and 45. So agri sales were not too good in the Q3.
Okay, and what was the mix for this quarter?
like I said, no, 58 housing, 42 agri.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my end. Firstly, we just wanted to understand, was there any inventory loss during the quarter that you all had? And if not, what, and in fact, I mean, other way around, why did we see our gross margins improving? What were the reasons for the same?
So, Sneha, see, I mean, inventory loss would be there, but very minor, nothing to complain about, right? I would say it's a normal business practice, so very marginal. And as far as the gross margin is concerned, so on YOY basis, yes, last year things are pretty bad when PVC prices are falling. There were heavy inventory losses, right? This year has been a bit of normalized. So that's why you see improvement in gross margins on YOY basis, but QOQ we are kind of flattish.
Understood. Secondly, with respect to PVC prices, do you see that prices have now stabilized and destocking is over? What's the current trend? Are you seeing that, you know, distributors are filling the stocks back?
Sneha, right now the PVC prices are almost near to the bottom, a little bit on the upper side, but not very much because the world market is not very bullish regarding this PVC market prices. So we don't see any sharp upward trend, but of course there should not be any downward trend for the at least next one or two quarters, and slight improvements up and down may be there, but not heavy ups and downs we see.
Understood. And one last question, I think Anubhav, you mentioned in one of your statements that, you know, your CPVC share has increased, your bath fittings share has increased. Could you specify that, you know, where are we in terms of CPVC, just the rough range would do, or in terms of bath fittings at this point of time?
Right. So so if you look at the CPVC, that contributed around 17-18% to our overall revenue, okay, and this is getting better, right? Obviously we were constrained with our own capacity, okay. In Dadri now we are expanding CPVC capacities, so this contribution will improve, and Varanasi also we are going to have a CPVC unit, right? So the contribution from CPVC will continue to improve as the new capacity comes online. And the bath fittings also, we have reached a level where we are where we have been able to utilize our capacities fully. And now there also we are adding new capacities, which will help improving the volume going forward.
Understood. Thanks a lot and all the best to you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piyush Khandelwal from Bank of India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi Anubhav. Just wanted to understand this growth dichotomy a little better, because, I mean, you've highlighted a couple of points which I understand on the project side as well. But when I look at the commentary from the largest player, especially on the plumbing side and the retail side, and look at your growth, which is only 5%, although I appreciate the 9-month growth is 25%, but still, I mean, I'm not able to understand this 5% growth. So, I mean, if you can highlight me, is it like more to do with more intense competition because the other players are also ramping up, coming up? So what was the reason for this kind of a growth?
So, see, I mean, my answer will remain same, right, our sales from retail segment were hit badly, okay, that's what impacted us, and yes, I mean, the competition was slightly intense, I would say, but if that were the case, we wouldn't be projecting strong Q4, right? If you look at what we could, like Samirji categorically said, that Q4 could be our or will be our highest sales volume, right? So it will surpass Q1 sales volume, okay? So you can expect a sharp QOQ jump, right, in Q4. So given that one third of the quarter is over, we know how it is panning out. So giving this statement must give confidence to the investors and analysts that Q3, whatever happened, was one-time short-term factors which did not support us. But there is no reason that this softness will continue, or we will not bounce back sharply, which we will.
So the question was also more to do regards with the PVC prices, because now the PVC prices are favorable for the demand environment. So, I mean, that too, I mean, it is kind of a tailwind for the industry as well, that PVC prices are at bottom, and that is where the demand environment should be better.
Right. So so I'm talking about 35% growth, right, in Q4 on YOY basis.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. And another, question, especially on the profitability, because, I mean, that number keeps on changing frequently. I mean, last quarter you guided for, let's say, 15, 16 per kg. Now you're guiding for around 17, 18 per kg. So, I mean, just trying to understand that trajectory a little better, although I understand that the direction will be on the upward side as well, because as you new plants ramps up, as you get the scale, you have the operating leverage as well. So, I mean, on... If you can just give a broad trajectory, which is maybe on the per ton basis, on a percentage basis, which are those levers which will give this kind of a, I mean 40-50% jump in, let's say, per ton basis? Is it the ad spend? Is it, I mean, some other cost? Which are those cost levers?
So 17-18 rupees a kilo EBITDA spread, right? That's the number which we have been always talking about. Okay, that number has not changed. Given the infrastructure what we are going to build over the next 3-4 years, given the SQ range, the sales mix what we are going to have, and given the APL Apollo brand factor which will come into play, right, given the utilization levels what we are talking about with the revenue size of 2,500-3,000 crores, right, so 17-18 rupees a kilo EBITDA spread should not be a challenge. Right, it's question of like we achieve that number in 3 years, 4 years. I mean, that's the only thing. But when the industry is generating these kind of spreads, Apollo should also make such spreads.
Thank you. The next question is from Janish Karya from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. First question is, was there any impact on the raw material sourcing or the cost of sourcing raw material because of Red Sea issue?
No, there is no much, you can say, hardly minor effect, now negligible. You don't see any, right now up to late, any effect on the raw material sourcing because of Red Sea.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. So secondly, if I see on a sequential basis, our agri non-agri mix has improved. Last quarter it was around 52% of non-agri portfolio. This quarter it's around 58%. Despite that, our gross margin per kg has declined by around 2-3 rupees per kg. And we don't have any material inventory loss. So any specific reason for that?
So I would say this is more of the low utilization levels for the quarter, right? And also since we are now expanding our teams to put up in Varanasi and project team is expanding, right? So those are the costs which have impacted in Q3. But as we will recover our sales volume in Q4, so you'll see some positive impact towards the margin trajectory.
Okay. Just one last question from my side. Despite our team expanding and our aggressive brand spends with Mr. Amitabh Bachchan coming on board for advertising, the other expenses and employee costs have declined by 10% on a sequential basis. So, is there anything specific? Should we see the run rate coming up in the next quarters? How should we look at it?
So, Q2 had our annual bonus payout for the employees, right? So, that's why Q2 was a bit heavy. And Q3, that's why you see decline in the in the other expenses.
Bonus would be in the employee cost.
No, so so what are you referring to? Because the other expenses, what we have shown is 13 crores versus
percentage.
What's the absolute?
It's 29
now. Yes, perfect.
September.
So it's like, you know, flattish, no? It's around 30 crores, no? There is no decline.
Okay, I'll check and get back. Maybe.
Yeah, there is like 1 crore decline on QOQ basis, right? That's also because of revenue also fell, no? QOQ basis.
Okay, no problem. I'll check and get back. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from Vikas Mistry from Montfort Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Anubhav, I have a couple of questions.
We are saying that we will increase our volumes.
Vikas, there's an echo in your voice. Could you speak on handphone? Yeah.
So, is it now better?
No, Vikas, we still can't hear you. If you're on a hands-free, request you to just use the handset.
No, I'm on handset only. Is now it's correct?
Let's try.
Okay. I have a couple of questions. First question is that we are saying that we are increasing our volume growth by 35%. How much of that volume growth you will attribute for
retail hardware store sales to be improving, point number A? And you also said in one of your comments that project six penetrations, we are also trying to increase. How much of that?
Because you'll have to repeat, I'm sorry. Initial words were audible, but then we couldn't hear you.
Okay. I was saying that we have to increase our volumes by 35% year on year for next maybe 3 years. In order to achieve that, how much of that growth will we attribute to the bottoming out of this retail hardware sales? Point number A. And point number B, how much of penetration into project sales and what we are doing to achieve that? And point number two, how much distribution we have increased to achieve this 30% year-on-year growth?
Okay, so first thing is that when we say 35%, when I mentioned 35% volume growth, that was for Q4 on YY basis. On a long-term basis, our CAGR target is 25 to 30% volume CAGR. Okay, and keeping the polymer prices at base level, and improvement in the value-added products, the revenue will be higher than the volume growth. But that is with the assumption that PVC prices are at base price today. Okay. Now coming to the second part of the question, that why we expect such high growth, right, for our business, for our company. So yes, I mean, APL Apollo has been deeply penetrated into the retail side of the industry, right, in the markets wherever we are present today. So that will be one of the major contributors. Then secondly, we are adding new products in the same retail channel, right? Bath fittings, water tanks, and adhesives, right? So that will incrementally improve my revenue, right, in the retail channel. Then we are going into new geographies, right, with the establishment of Varanasi plant, Maharashtra plant, and one more plant in South India. Then third, we are looking for the opportunities such as PVCO segment, right, which also is totally incremental to our revenue and profits. So that's the game plan for the next 3-4 years, Vikas, that we are adding new products, we are adding new markets to our portfolio, right? That's what gives us confidence that we should be able to grow at 25 to 30% CAGR.
Anubhav, my question is that it looks like that market from hardware side will be slow for next maybe couple of years, and because the project sales are increasing an overall industry growth. So to appreciate your better distribution reach, how much touch points or distributor points you have increased in last quarter, and what can you elaborate on that?
So, see, I mean, if you look at, we took a pause at 600, 650 distributors 1-2 quarters ago, but last quarter onwards, we have again started increasing that number. So today we stand at 700 direct channel partners, right? With much larger plants now coming for Apollo, right, that number will settle down above 1,000, right, on the next 2-3 years. So distribution network has the strength of our sister company, APL Apollo Tubes, and the same strength we are going to demonstrate in PVC business also.
Okay. Pulling back on this
project. I guess what I understand is your question is that I don't know why you are saying that retail sales will be slow for next 2 years. I don't understand that part.
Because there's a considerable change in market, because total overall sales will mainly driven by project sales because of that.
No, who said that? Do you say that independent homeowners are not going to renovate their homes, or they're not going to go for construction of their own homes? I guess what we see is only, go ahead.
The only worry about is that after COVID there was reverse migration that has already settled down. So there was higher base in last couple of years. So in order to increase at higher rate, it would be slightly difficult to do that.
No, sir, I don't confident this view. Okay. Whether reverse migration is there or not, it's only in like few metro cities where you see high rise projects, right? Otherwise, 90% of India still lives in independent homes. Now, one home could be 1,000 square yard bungalow, or as small as 50 square yard row house, right? There, the work is not going to stop, right? We don't believe that the industry will shift towards, heavily shift towards project. Yes, projects will do well with the more introduction of real estate industry, but that is still very, very much limited to the metro cities.
Okay. That's point well taken, Bob. My last question is that the volume growth, which is coming from new plants, will that be a part of step function, or we see gradual increment on that account?
Can you say it again?
Because as you have already elucidated that, our plants will be coming after just maybe some plants will come after 6 months and some will come after 9 months. So the volume recovery from those plants will be a step function or will be gradual?
So we never wait for for example, my Varanasi, I'm ordering say 5 mills, for example, right? Uh-huh. So 1 mill will come first and then we'll start the production, right? So quarter on quarter, you will see a gradual improvement.
Okay. That's all from my side. Great. And hope rural hardware sales improves.
Of course. So you'll see that in Q4.
Thanks a lot, Anubha, for that. And really appreciate that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hina from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah. So, can you help me with the percentage degrowth on a YY basis in agri volume that we saw this quarter, and subsequent to that, what was the growth in housing volumes for Q3?
Yeah. So, agri was down mainly because of season, right? And also the drop in PVC prices, which prevent our distributors from stocking more. That's the reason why agri was down.
Would you have a percentage number, like YOY percentage number, in terms of volume, what the degrowth would have been?
So we said QOQ, right? The decline is on QOQ basis, right? That's around 5%.
Okay, 5% QOQ. Would you have a same number, YOY number? Compared to last year, Q3?
YOY, I will get back to you, maybe offline. We don't
sure,
have
sure.
it.
And the same for the housing sales growth that we would have seen in Q3 compared to last year Q3.
Yeah, sure. I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. And what would be the agri, non-agri split for the nine-month period?
This is a bit of confidential, sensitive data. It'll be good. We can take it one-on-one, please.
Okay, sure, sure. And just another question. When can we expect the equity dilution for the promoter essential issue to happen?
Say it again, please.
When can we expect the equity dilution for the preferential issue, the promoter preferential issue to happen?
So see, I mean, that will depend on the fund requirement for the new capex. As a warrant, the family has 18 months time, right? 6 months already passed by, right? So whenever the company needs, the family will infuse the capital.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nopani from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, my first question is on the volume side. So if we see on a relative basis and do the comparison with Supreme, then we see that our base is quite small in size and we are operating at a lower rate and we offer better margin to our channel partner. But then also we are struggling to grow at a better rate than Supreme over the past say 7-8 consecutive quarter. Why it is so? And what has changed? Like you have given very positive outlook guidance for this March quarter and going forward. So Supreme has guided that they are targeting to grow at 30% in this March quarter and they are targeting to grow at 12-15% rate going forward. But we are fairly confident of clocking much better volume growth rate. So what has changed which could result into better volume growth for us compared to Supreme going forward?
So see, I mean the first factor to look to compare the top leader and challenger, right? So obviously challenger has low base, so it can always have aspiration to grow faster than the leader, right? In our sister company Steel Tubes also, right, we are the leaders, and then we keep on hearing from the challengers that we will grow faster than the leader, right? So that's the aspiration with every challenger in the industry, in every industry. Okay. Second, not to copy anyone, right, what we are confident about is our own business plan. Okay. Which all pockets we are present right now in terms of geographies, what all product basket we have right now, what new product we have to add, what new geographies we have to go to, right, how many distributors we have to add to our channel, okay, what kind of supply, raw material supply arrangements we have to do with our RM suppliers. So if we put everything on paper, right, that gives us confidence that we should be able to grow much faster than the industry. And if you look at last 3-4 years growth trajectory of Apollo, we have clearly demonstrated that we have grown faster than the industry, and our business model ensures that this momentum should continue going forward as well.
Okay. And so just need one clarification from you on the capex side. So we have guided that we are planning to spend 130 crore in FY24, 210 crore in FY25. And can you also confirm how much we are planning to spend in FY26?
So our total capex outlay was 500 crores, right? 210 we are doing next year, 130 we do this year. So balance will be 150 or something, right? So that should be in FY26.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to request participants to please limit your questions to one per participant so that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference. We take the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Anubhav, just one question. Possible to give the volume split? Basically, earlier we used to do PVC, CPVC, HDP. Just trying to get a sense on the trajectory of volume growth that we are chasing. So you did emphasize on CPVC and bath fittings. But if you provide us with that, I think that would be a lot useful.
Ritesh will have to excuse us for this, right? Now with the scale, this has become the sensitive information, right? So we prevent from sharing this. We are very sorry for that.
Okay, then you'll have to permit me to ask one more question. Probably if you could provide some color on OPVC market sizing, how does it compare on the price point and what is the capacity and capex that we are looking at specifically for OPVC? Hello?
Yeah, Ritesh, can you hear us?
Yeah, now I can.
So Ritesh, the realization for OPVC is around 200 rupees a kilo, right? And it's a very new product which is replacing existing iron pipes, right? So government is also considering, right, that since the product becomes cheaper, lighter, easy to install, the contractors are happy to use these products, right? And also the volatility what you have in iron versus a PVC, right? So idea is that we also got access to this technology, right, and launched a product. We are talking to all the right agencies, contractors, PMC consultants who are doing all these water infrastructure projects in the government. The investment is small as per the size of Apollo, right? We launch the product, the product becomes successful, and then we'll keep on expanding capacity. That's the business plan here, Ritesh.
Possible to put numbers on market sizing, tonnage, and what capacity again in tonnage and the capex rupees crores, please?
This, again, a bit sensitive. We can share this one-on-one, please.
Sure. Thank you. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Rakesh Vadwani from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have two questions. First of all, thank you for the opportunity. So first question regarding the gross profit per kg ton. Sir, just wanted to understand why gross profit per kg has come down in this quarter compared to the last quarter, whereas the share of CPVC has gone up. I think you mentioned one point, but I skipped. So sorry if I ask you the same question.
So if you see that the gross profit is like a very marginal drop, right? Nothing which is giving any trend, right? That is one. And second, of course, because the sales were low also quarter on quarter, right? Marginal drop. So that led to decline in gross spreads because the discounting was more. To push the product.
Okay. One last question from my side. When we say our EBITDA per kg will be 70 to 80, I understand it is not a one quarter or two quarter phenomenon. It will be over a period of 2-3 years as you guided. So at that time, what will be our gross profit per kg? What will be the number? Because I want to understand how the leverage will kick in. Like what will be the quantum will be coming because of the improvement in gross profit, improvement in the product mix, and improvement in employee and also the operating leverage from the other expense part.
So at that point of time, the gross spreads could be like 39, around 39,000 rupees a ton. which will give us 17,000-18,000 rupees per ton of EBITDA spread.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants to please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from Mr. Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to check the mix at this point in time in terms of our sales mix, north, south, east, west. And with the capacity additions, how do you see that evolving over the next 3-4 years?
So Achal, north continues to remain heavy, right, because the capacities in other regions are yet to come. In fact, we have done greenfield, brownfield expansion in north, right? So north continues to remain high, around 65-70%. It's only after Varanasi plant that mix will move towards east more, and then followed by Maharashtra and then South India.
Understood. So north is 65-70, the balance 30-35% would be evenly split, or it will be
south heavy, and then west, and then east.
Okay, got it. And how will it change over next 3-4 years once your capacities come on board?
Right, so out of 286,000 tons, right, north will still be like 50% of that, right? And then other 50% will be west big, east will be equally big, and south as well, right? So then it could be like 15-18% each of the geographies, 45-50% north.
Got it. I have more questions, but I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, so this capacity expansion which you have outlined, so I understand that the brownfield expansion will get consummated next year, and the greenfield one will fall in FY26.
No. So we expect first greenfield in Varanasi to start in FY25, towards end of FY25.
Okay. And the brownfield ones?
Brownfield also will finish it by FY25.
Okay. And so the west and the south expansions will come through in
FY26. Yes, plus ramp up from these plants which will start in FY25. So we have good visibility for volume expansion for the next 3 years. Continuous volume expansion, yes.
So this 25% plus volume CAGR is on account of this ramp up as well as the new facilities coming up. And in terms of CPVC, you mentioned that you will be expanding your CPVC volumes from the new facilities and all. So, how is the CPVC resin supplies and, with new capacities on the resin side coming up, how does this open opportunities for players like Apollo?
So, CPVC, if you see, raw material supply is now stable. The prices have also been more or less stable in Q3, although there was sharp drop in Q2. Right, so now that prices are stable, this you can imply that the supply is also stable.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from ASK. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers. I just wanted to understand regarding...
Tanajay, we can barely hear you. Request.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, a lot of the growth in the last few years would have come from this Jal Se Nal theme. But it looks like now most of the houses which needed to be connected have been connected. So, would it be fair to assume the next 3 to 5 years growth would be as good as the past 3 to 5, considering a big... avenue of growth would now start slowing down?
Right, so Dhananjay, for us, Nal Se Jal, you need to have like one product which is HDPE, right? Um, so So we also have that product, but for us, the contribution is like 10-12%, okay? Because that's like very, very state-specific, and then margin also in this segment, sometimes it is good, sometimes it is not. So we have not been able to participate too much, and that call was deliberate, right? Cautious call that we don't want to go for high working capital side of the industry where the money gets stuck with the EPC contractor, etc. So yes, I mean, industry is growing on account of that, but we don't want to get carried away too much because of that.
No, but then won't it be fair to assume the other players who have really benefited from this, now they will start coming into other categories to make up for their volume loss, which could happen incrementally?
No. The product is completely different, right? So it's not that those pipes you stop giving in Nal Se Jal and then you will give it in a residential project. It's not possible. That product is very different. Application is very different.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Yeah, so the capacity is not fungible, basically.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead. Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital, you may go ahead with the question.
Yeah, hi. I'm audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. Hey, just a question on the industry, actually. So you mentioned that the construction beyond metros is slow in Q3, and I think we've been seeing this trend for the past few quarters. However, you mentioned that Q4 is seeing a strong demand from the segment beyond metros. Can you call out something which gives you confidence that the strong growth from seen in Q4 could continue in FY25 as well?
So I guess on macro side, right, after the elections, I mean, next two quarters could be slow for projects, right? Once government machinery gets busy with elections, the decision-making, new project awards, tendering, everything will go slow, okay? But after the formation of a new government, then I would say as management, we are super confident that government will take a lot of steps to continue the momentum which Indian economy or GDP has been seeing, right? So whether it is private CapEx, it is government CapEx, you look at the announcements like rebuilding of 1,500 railway stations, 200 new airports, right? Very recently, the PM spoke about Housing for All scheme, some revamp in that scheme to give homes to poor people, right? So that will all lead to heavy construction in the country for the next 5-10 years. And our housing plumbing pipes are directly linked. That portfolio is directly linked to whatever construction takes place in the country, right? And agri demand also should improve YOY, although the growth rate will not be very high. But as the rural economy does well, the agri demand should also catch up. So I mean, for next 4-5 years, we are highly bullish on the industry, right? And that's the reason that why we have committed so much of capital, right, to put up new capacity, right? So yes, I mean, we are bullish on the industry.
Sure. So I think whatever you said right now suggests that the growth in projects could continue to remain high going forward as well. Now, a question just related to that, what is your focus on this? You told in the call earlier that less than 10% of your business is from projects. So are you doing anything to increase your penetration in projects, or do you think the growth will largely be retail-led going forward for you as well?
So see, I mean, like I said, our teams are working day and night to get approvals in new projects, right? See, when there is a construction, when there is government spending, right, it's not just that that project demand will come, right? When new project comes up, right, new employment gets generated, so that demand also flows in the retail segment as well, right? And it's not that our project exposure is zero, right? Our distributors, they keep on supplying material for projects also, right? So it's not that our direct exposure to projects is very low. But our dealers, they keep on pushing our products in the project, right? So we are prepared. We are preparing ourselves for both the segments, right? Retail and project. So far, as of now, project is low, right? But we are already working to increase the approvals in the projects, right? And our distributors are also supporting us, helping us to push our products in projects. Going forward with all the new plants, at the same time we are taking approvals for those plants for our brand for the projects. And we are going for universal approvals now, right? For example, there is one construction agency from the government which is headquartered in New Delhi. But it will have multiple offices in all the states and union territories. So we are going for universal approvals, right? So once the name gets registered, the brand gets registered at head office, all the satellite offices, any project which goes out, it will have our name, right? So you will see we are preparing ourselves for next 5 years, right? And the project approval is one important segment which we started working on last 2 years already.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for any closing comments.
I hope we were able to respond to all your queries, and you may connect with us in case of any other further questions or details. Thank you once again for sparing time out for this con call. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.